gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm so overexcited about today's show.
Why?
It's like someone just gave me Cuddles the guide horse. Today's hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. It's the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use that promo code Stephanie. Yes, enter Stephanie.
What?
It must be hump days.
Steffi.
Oh, yeah. What's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? Yes. Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! Yes!
Oh. Good morning, Hal Sparks, live from the Seattle Bureau of Stephanie Miller Incorporated.
Yes, I'm in the Seattle Underground of Seattle. I guess it would be Stephanie Miller International.
Yes.
Interstate, more than more interstate.
Yes.
I would think.
Although Aisha Tyler called from Canada yesterday, so it would
Toronto.
Be international.
We have an international bureau.
I know. She and I spoke about it at her birthday party last weekend.
Because I'm a giant loser, I got lost in a Bonfire of the Vanities downtown L.A. nightmare, and she said that she gave you my sparkle pony.
It was great.
Because I didn't make it.
And it wears shoes, which is fantastic.
I know.
It wears little tennis shoes.
Hal Sparks got my sparkle pony that farts glitter because I didn't make it to Aisha Tyler's birthday party.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
And there were only two, so, yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for making me feel better.
All right.
You know what? I don't care. I'm excited today because we not only have Hal Sparks, we have comedian Margaret Cho in
Yay.
Hour number three. What are the chances, Hal, the day after this horrible travesty of Don't Ask, Don't Tell not getting repealed, we have the two most famous gay-adjacent comedians in the country.
It's true. It's true.
Just by happenstance.
She's put her... I don't think it's by accident. I think it's by design, quite frankly. I think you're smarter than that.
You have good producers, Stephanie. We think about things like this.
It's hump days. This is when we always hump with Hal.
But I would have come in special if it was necessary. And I have a feeling that whether it's a Wednesday or not, when this ridiculous law finally goes away... I will come on and say something too. I will make a special call
Thank you.
Wherever
Thank you.
I am.
We'll get to this in a moment. But first of all, Chris, I'm going to be insufferable to bit today. I couldn't be more impressed with myself. Not only do I have Hal Sparks and Margaret Cho on the show today, check this out. Tomorrow's show, Oscar winner Philip Seymour Hoffman, Oscar nominee Joan Allen, Emmy nominee Harry Shearer will stop by, plus Representative Loretta Sanchez and Marcos Melitas of Daily Coast.
Marcos Melitas will be in studio with us.
On tomorrow's show.
Yes.
I could not be more self-important, could
That's
I?
That's impressive. Wow.
Check me out, Hal.
It just happened that way, really. We didn't plan that.
Wow.
Are you going to have to do Saturdays with Seymour Hoffman? Or I don't know how this is going to work.
I may work weekends if I can.
How do you crowbar him into the lineup? That's got to happen.
Here's an interesting fun fact about Philip Seymour Hoffman and...
Stephanie Miller.
I had a crush on him and maybe a sort of a date with him many, many years ago in New York, which we'll talk about. He probably won't remember.
Uh-oh.
But we did Off-Broadway together many, many years ago in New York, which is...
Okay, my brain just twisted into a pretzel.
I know it. I know it.
That is a talented Mr. Ripley roadshow waiting to happen.
Yes. Exactly.
Does that make any sense?
It does not. It's one of the many things in my life that makes no sense.
Because when you brought it up, I can only picture him in his role in The Big Lebowski. None of his other roles come to mind, where he's an officious, personal assistant. But, yeah.
I can only think of him in Boogie Nights.
No, he looked like a baby actor then.
Well, he was...
It was like in 1989?
So that was even before he did Scent of a Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, he was a little baby actor. He was just an off-Broadway actor. He was he looked like a young Ron Howard at the time. He was, yeah.
Wow. And now he no longer looks like a young Ron Howard.
Well, reminisce about when...
Neither does Ron Howard for the record.
That's true.
He was one of Mama's gentleman callers back in the day, I think, sort of.
Really? Did he call on you?
Well, not really.
With that frizzy hair and big nose?
All right, listen,
That's no way to talk about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Are you trying to unbook tomorrow's star-studded show, for God's sakes?
No, I'm protecting you from yourself.
All right. Oh, By the way, Hal Sparks, so you let me get this straight. You went to Aisha Tyler's birthday party, but you're not coming to mine. It's coming
I'm out of town.
Yeah,
you didn't consult me.
Yeah, well, speaking of Harry Shearer, he might be coming, and we just found out yesterday Michael McCain's coming. We could have a Spinal Tap reunion on karaoke,
incredible.
And you're going to miss it, mister.
I'm very sad. That's very disappointing. And not just because of that, because I'm very sorry that I won't be there. I missed your birthday / coming out party.
Yes.
It's just rough. I'm just going to have to stare at the e-bite for next year.
Yeah. All right. Let's, let's get to this. Speaking of travesties,
yes.
Don't ask, don't tell. John McCain, it's been said certainly before, but what a nasty little...
Awful, disgusting, pathetic, petty little man. And he was this close to being president.
Yeah.
And people think there's no difference. Between the parties.
Carrie Ellevold, a reporter for The Advocate, we were. She wanted to come on. She's on a train.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know if you saw. We have the audio from her talking to McCain.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yes.
I just want to say, you do not go out and seek. Regulations are you do not go out and seek to find out someone's sexual orientation.
But Senator, that's
you
not
do
the
not. That is the fact. That is the fact. I know the military very well, and I know what's being done. And what is being done is that they are not seeking out people who are gay. And I don't care what you say. I know it's a fact.
Okay?
I don't care what you say, and I don't care what others say. I've seen it in action. I have sons in the military. I know the military very well, so they're not telling you the truth.
Just to make sure,
we do not go out and seek out,
private,
find out whether someone,
emails,
no one goes out to see whether someone is,
private emails are not being searched.
We do not go out and see, if someone is gay or not. We do not go out and seek, find out whether someone is gay or not. I don't know if they are or not. I know they don't go out and
seek.
They do not. You can say that they are. You can say that they are.
Bring the knowledge. I'd like to see.
Yeah, I'd like to see.
That is the case of Mike Almey, Senator.
It is not the policy. It is not the policy.
But it is the case that it's happening, Senator.
It's not the policy. It's not the policy. It's not the policy. It's not the policy. You can say that it is the policy, sure, if you choose to. It's not the policy.
Wow.
Get that to you.
Yeah.
Wow, Captain Repetition. I guess if you just say them enough times. But that's exactly the problem, Hal. Mm-hmm. That is the policy.
Yep.
They are searching out gays. They are looking at private emails. Look, they are,
The single biggest attack on freedom in many ways is laws that are selectively enforced. This is where everybody doesn't know if you didn't know what the speed limit was, but the cop could decide while he was handing you the ticket, essentially, that would be a bigger attack on your freedom than knowing what the rules are and being able to stick to them and live and go, I'm not just going to go down that road. The issue with this kind of situation is he's saying it's not the policy repeatedly.
That's the problem. The policy has not been implemented the way it was supposed to. Ask. The first part of it means you're not supposed to ask. They absolutely are searching out.
Who's getting kicked out for asking?
Yeah.
Where are the people who are being ejected from the army
gay? First of all, I'm sick of that card. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, we get it. We honor your service. But I know. I'm the only one that knows the military. What about the thousands of people who have been discharged? Are they all lying? I mean, it's just that's what's so disgraceful.
Keep in mind,
serve, too. And he's telling her, I don't care, they're lying to you. I don't know what they're telling you. That's not the way it is. It's like, yes,
I know.
Also,
the full name of the policy is don't ask, don't tell, don't pursue.
Right.
People are being pursued left and right in the military. And
well,
John McCain is denying that.
The irony that he's saying that, I have sons in the military. Look, the only way that's relevant is if you have a gay son in the military and he hasn't been bothered yet. And that's not the case.
Right. Right.
He has no idea what gay soldiers are going through, and he turns a blind eye to it on purpose.
Yeah, but the more important thing is talk about, we talked about this during the campaign, just his anger management problem. I mean, what a nasty piece of work, what I mean? It's just like,
you want that guy near the button.
What's that?
You want that guy near the button.
Yeah,
That's smart.
Did he physically eject her from his lawn after that, or?
Can't we hold these meetings on my lawn?
Get off my lawn so many times before. Okay.
Get off my lawn, 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 get off my lawn.
It's not the policy, it's not the policy, it's not the policy, it's not the policy. Ah!
Oh, my God.
So, in case you had not heard the news, by 56-43 vote, Senate Democrats failed to invoke cloture on the National Defense Authorization Act. By the way, Chris, Dick Durbin said what would be unprecedented is if Republicans blocked the Senate from passing the Defense Authorization Bill for the first time since 1952.
Yeah.
That's how interested they are in gay bashing. Even though they spin it as, oh, no, it's a procedural thing because we can't get our tchotchkes and amendments and stuff, so we need to continue to suppress a minority because, you know... I mean, seriously, are they kidding me? Harry Reid had made assurances he would consider Republican amendments after the recess, so ignoring that concession entirely, what's her name, Collins?
Susan.
She just made gay rights disappear for another God knows how long, decade, Esmeralda.
I love how, like...
She took to the floor to equate repealing the ban on open service in the military to restricting the right of Republicans to offer alternative amendments for tchotchkes that they want. Or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, how is that the same? It's like, what a crybaby. That's not fair either. I mean, seriously, being discriminated against for years and years and years is the same thing.
This is the fantastic part. They don't want to allow debate on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, basically leading up to the election. This is why they don't want cloture on this, is because they don't want to be caught on the floor explaining their bigotry to the American public, because they know it doesn't hold. Most of the public is for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
75% of Americans support fully repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
60% of Republicans.
70% of Americans support the DREAM Act, which that was also in here. So they had an opportunity to be both racist and homophobic.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't want to actually be caught on tape saying it. It's why Christine O'Donnell is pulling from all of her press appearances.
Yep. Her last press appearance was with Hannity last night.
Did you mean future felon Christine O'Donnell, who is also a nasty homophobic piece of work in addition to being a felon?
Well,
and an anti-masturbation activist. Who believes in, by the way, who believes that Halloween is a devil's holiday and should not be promoted in any way by the government because it promotes witchcraft.
All right. I need to take a moment while my bile settles.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you're starting to sound like John McCain.
Yeah.
Get off my line.
My bile is settling.
You know, meeting with clients and colleagues is important, but business travel, a hassle. For instance, Hal Sparks in the Seattle Bureau. How do we have a meeting? I'll tell you how. Go to meeting.
And you know what, Stephanie? You and Hal can go to meeting on each other's iPads. Did you know she got an iPad?
Hal?
No, I did not know she got an iPad.
Because you know how Chris and I bitched and badmouthed iPads, and then someone gave me a free one for my birthday. I'm like, I love it! Oh, my God!
Typical.
Actually, our fine syndicator, Dial Global, because I'm one of the most influential women in radio, or
whatever.
Something. There's only three of us. There's only three of us.
Right.
But they send me an iPad. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, Hal, you can pester me about how technologically impaired I am, and and we will continue.
It's only the simplest technology in the world. Good luck with that Dial phone.
Yeah, Apple makes stuff simple on purpose, Stephanie.
For call me on like my rotary phone and tell me how to set it up. And we'll more on Don't Ask, Don't Tell as we continue Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
My opinion is you're nuts.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Hal is chair dancing.
It is the, you can see that on halsparks.com on the youth stream. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour, he is adorable when he dances.
It's true. I wasn't gyrating. It was all Rock'em Sock'em Robot in honor of you.
Thank you. Thank you. 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Diana in Virginia on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about McCain's statement about policy. Corporations make policies all the time that in practice employees fail to follow. So just because it's a policy does not mean that in practice that's what they're doing.
Yes, the official policy at eBay was not to shove subordinate employees, but Meg Whitman liked to play outside the box sometimes.
Because she shoved an Asian underling. Let's reset that story.
Yes.
Yes.
Allegedly.
I don't know if it's alleged.
Well, I don't know if it's alleged. Apparently there was an altercation of some sort.
Yes.
Huh.
Which didn't end well for the Asian underling.
What is she, the Green Hornet? What do you mean Asian underling? What an odd way to refer to another human being.
That was the way it was reported in the news story that
yes.
we read.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yes, it was an employee.
Are you reading The Blaze again?
No.
No.
Reset, that's the Glenn Beck news yeah. website.
Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, Mama, I got breaking news. John McCain is a no good little asshat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Who wears an onion belt?
You've got to remember the guy's history. This is a man who, it wasn't until the late 1990s, wasn't sure Martin Luther King was a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I voted against Martin Luther King holiday in Arizona.
Yeah,
right.
He was one of the few with Dick Cheney who was against it.
Now, state Martin, and federal.
Yeah.
He voted against the federal and the Arizona state law that they were trying to pass it as a holiday individually. So states' rights he was against as well.
Yeah, and then later on he said, you know, he goes, well, I've reconsidered or something like that. The fact that Martin Luther King gave his life trying to help America, and he's like, well, I don't know if we're, you know, we're ready for a holiday.
But, buddy, John McCain's, you know, his flip-flops at this point, I mean, they're just, they're not only, you know, mind-numbing, they're just, they're pathetic. I mean, well, he literally has, and there is no explanation. I mean, they're really, I mean, he is on, everything he's flip-flopped on, he is on tape, you know, stating exactly the opposite. When the military comes to me and says it's time to change this, it's time to change it. By the way, that was a whole thing about, you know, a whole misnomer to the whole, oh, we want to wait till the review is done. This wouldn't be implemented till the review is done anyway.
Right. Exactly. And if the review said it was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's absurd. It's an absurd argument.
You know, they make it sound like we're rushing things again, you know.
Right.
Brandon in California. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question about the don't ask, don't tell. You know, I think as a heterosexual man myself, I think most Americans really don't care whether homosexuals are in the military. Mm-hmm. The issue is, I think that a lot of Americans feel just keep it to yourself. I mean, it doesn't matter who you prefer to have intercourse with, just
or have
it
relationships
yourself.
With. What about these formal dances that they have, you know?
Right.
So you know, straight people can bring their partner, but gay people can't?
You have to understand America, but and this is what you I think gay America doesn't understand. That
but gay America lives in straight America. I think gay America understands a lot.
Well, I don't think they understand that the fact is that America is a Christian-based valued country.
Oh,
and
I think the Jews would have something to say about that.
Yeah, well, and I'd also like to say, for the record, before you head down that road, there are only two of the Ten Commandments that we honor, for the record. All the other eight are unconstitutional and would not stand up to any kind of constitutional scrutiny. You cannot enforce a non using the Lord's name in vain. We're a religiously plural society. We're allowed to have any worship any god or no god at all. That's a fact. That's not a Christian based situation. And if you're going to start saying we should apply the laws of the Bible, and because we come from that background, you implied it.
Yeah.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour.
Grief.
And there are gay Christians too, sir.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
That's what happens when you drink all day and skip lunch.
Hal knows. He's lived with me for a while.
That's not what happens at all. You've got that down to a science.
Yeah. You're a pretty functioning drunk.
It's kind of amazing.
You. Yeah.
Aw, you're just trying to be sweet. 34 minutes.
I don't have to try.
34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, here, how about a bipartisan boo for Senators Mark Pryor and Blanche Lincoln?
Yeah, how about
the two Democrats who joined the Republican filibuster against overturning Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Yeah. Two of them. Mm. Out of all the Democrats. Mm. Two of them decides to do this. How many Republicans were against it?
Yeah.
All of them.
Yep.
again, tell me why there's no difference between the parties and why you shouldn't vote this year. Why we don't need more Democrats in office. Why handing the reins of this country over to the Tea Party is a smart idea.
Yeah, and it's the two, you know, conservative Dems that, you know, are...
Right. We wouldn't be talking about them if the rest of the Dems weren't doing the good work.
Yeah. Yep. Robert Gibbs, White House Press Secretary.
The president believes the policy is unfair and should and will be changed.
Well, then work harder to change it, please.
I think they have. They made all these deals and assumed that it, once they got it up, it would the vote would go through. And then they got sucker punched again.
By Susan Collins.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, who... You can't, I mean, that's just ridiculous. You can't have it both ways. Where is Esmeralda yesterday? Senator Susan Collins on the, yeah, this is unfair.
I think we should welcome the service of these individuals who are willing and capable of serving their country. But I cannot vote to proceed to this bill under a situation that is going to shut down the debate and preclude Republican amendments.
It didn't, though. The whole point was it gave first order to Democratic amendments.
Right.
Then they would vote on it. The problem was the Republicans, as amendments, wanted to remove the DREAM Act and remove the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Right.
So you can't say you're for letting them have amendments and for the law, its repeal itself, because they're mutually exclusive.
Yep. Matthew in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Stephanie.
Good.
Yeah, about this Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing, I'm by no means in support of, you know, pursuing homosexuals. I have no problem with them serving the military. I was in the military myself. However, the subject of homosexuality does have to be addressed, though, just because the Army, like any other job, you should be able to provide a comfortable working environment. Now, I'm not homophobic, but in the military, a lot of times, shower together? Do they do all
sorts? Oh dear God!
But they already do shower together. You know that.
I did. I've done it. That's what I'm saying. But
right.
My only thing is that's the reason why you don't have, you know, men showering with women. It would make them uncomfortable. Imagine, you know, a shower full of women with one dude, and they're showering in the corner together. It doesn't provide exactly a comfortable
you understand
environment.
That gay people don't want to have sex with every other person of the same sex, right?
And I do know that. Mm. But it's the same thing with men. Not
yes.
all men want to have sex with every other woman.
Exactly.
Right.
So what yeah. I'm saying is...
So how is it not a comfortable work environment to have to work with people of different sexual persuasions?
So it basically boils down to the ick factor. Here you have people who are literally trained to defend the freedoms of this country in the worst circumstances a human being can choose to be in, the war theater. And what it boils down to is discomfort in a shower for keeping an entire group of people hidden. Not that they don't serve, but that they should keep it to themselves.
Matt,
it's really bizarre.
Let Matt talk. Mac, are you saying that you personally were felt uncomfortable?
No, I was not uncomfortable. Again, like I said before, I mean, I'm sure some women would not be uncomfortable, you know, showering with men, but some are. I mean, you have to cater to everybody these days, you know. Again, just because it doesn't bother me doesn't mean might not bother somebody else. The whole concept of, you know, again, a comfortable working environment for everybody. Now, yes, serving in a combat zone is a little bit different. I was there. I know what it's like. The only thing is, though, the Army, when you're in garrison, again, is just like a normal job. I mean,
it sounds like
have...
what you're saying is you're happy to have a gay guy take a bullet for you next to you, but not a, you know, take a shower
well,
next to you.
Not your shampoo.
You're misconstruing my words again. I said I honestly have no problem with it, but not everyone is as comfortable with it as I am.
You know, some people are uncomfortable serving next to, you know, black people. Doesn't
some
mean
people
we,
are.
Yeah, so we should
right,
separate
but that's what
those?
I'm saying. We don't need to accommodate homophobia legally, do we? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I mean, again, like I keep saying, look at heterosexuality, though. We keep men and women showering.
Right, but
again,
Matthew, I don't think that's a good analogy. I think Chris's analogy is better. What he's saying is there are some people, I'm sure, in the military that are racist, right? Should we have a policy to make them more comfortable that they don't have to shower with black people or whatever, you know, the races they're...
No, not by any means, but that is a little bit different, though.
How is that different? You are trying to make a work environment more comfortable for somebody that is either racist or homophobic. All right, I think I won that, so I'm just gonna hang up now.
Yay!
All right.
Well, the essence of it, you have to understand to some degree that we separate men, male and female. We have different parts physically. We are showering different elements of ourselves. There's an element of even gay men might be uncomfortable with a woman in that situation, and women don't feel the need to share parts of themselves that with someone who doesn't have that part. Like, there's literally a physical reason why you could separate them, even if nobody was icky about it.
Yeah.
But with gay people, a gay man is physically the same as I am. It doesn't matter to right. me, and it's none of my business.
Yeah, it just that's what I mean. It's that sort of, you can't explain it, right? It's that sort of icky, separate but equalness kind of thing. Like, are we talking right. about, like, black and white drinking fountains again? Or, like, what are we talking about here?
I think Chris's point about the bringing your partner to events specifically is a very important one, and one that gets mm-hmm. very much overlooked.
Yeah. The military has formal dances all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, because straight people are expected to bring their wives or girlfriends.
Right.
And, you know,
mm-hmm. or husbands.
Gay people should be able to do the same thing.
Right.
And not have to bring a beard.
And then yeah. you can
Remember
focus less
this...
on the sexual aspect of it, more on the fact yeah. that it's about being in love with a person and in a relationship
exactly.
with
them. Exactly.
Yeah. We had a right-wing caller, didn't we, Chris, the other day, that was like, oh, come on, you know, people laugh at that, like, you know, a guy calling each other husband and wife. It's like, they don't call each other husband and wife. They call each other husband, sir.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Get over it. Hi, let's go to Andy in Atlanta. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Actually, Hal kind of stole my thunder a little earlier, but
sorry
I
about
was
that.
Thinking the
Welcome
thing,
to my world.
Yes. I'm kind of having a hard time understanding how people can justify that a soldier being gay is going to be distracting to other troops. Like, I'm picturing a whole squad of Marines sitting behind a berm in Afghanistan, and they're taking fire left and right, and all of a sudden one leans over to the other and says, dude, did you hear that Scott's gay? And all of a sudden they all just stop shooting. I mean,
yeah,
I just don't
yeah.
picture that. But yeah. I have a hard time
well,
with
the
that
whole, the, basically, what you have to understand that the right wing ultimately boils down to the fact that they're trying to legislate ick. They
right.
are uncomfortable with something, and they want to pass a law to deal with their own discomfort. And then these are the same folks who tell us we live in a nanny state where the government's supposed to protect you from everything.
Right.
Literally,
right.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell is a government program put in process through the legislative process and through the legal process to eliminate the feeling of ick from their lives.
Right.
This is what they accuse the
right.
left of doing.
And that's why, you know, Ted Olson's argument was so eloquent, I thought, out here in Prop 8. It's like, you know, okay, you're not used to it. You know, marriage is your binky. It makes you uncomfortable for other people to have what you have. But you know what? Legally, there is no grounds for that.
Nope.
Bill in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. I just wanted to take the opportunity to point out the hypocrisy of the Republican Party. They sit and talk about how government intrusion into people's private lives is something that they stand against. But when it's something, you know, against gay people, they want to jump right in and intrude in their private life.
Oh, they want to be right in the bedroom with them, but only
right.
to observe and make sure nothing gay is going on.
Exactly.
Not to watch.
Just to make sure the degree of gayness is
Montana,
under control.
Here you have, and that's an excellent point, because the Montana GOP just put make homosexual
yes.
acts illegal,
illegal.
In their platform.
Uh-huh.
This is the states' rights, you know, live free or die kind of mentality of the Tea Party. I should be able to do anything on my own property,
yes.
except you should be able to send a cop to
yes.
a young girl's womb or a gay man's bedroom.
Yeah, the mind boggles at the logistics of that. The SWAT team's looking for uplighting. Not really certain how they were thinking of enforcing this. All right. Senator Al Franken yesterday telling, I thought, a really touching story.
But at the very end of the show, we sang American Soldier by Toby Keith. I don't know if you know that song, but it's a beautiful song. And I always have this from doing USO tours, but seeing soldiers with their arms around each other and crying and singing. I don't do it for the money. I got bills that I can't pay. And at the end of the show, the general came up and he gave this beautiful frame with an American flag that had flown over the base. And he gave it to every member of our troop. And when he gave it to me, He said, Al, keep telling those don't ask, don't tell jokes. I think you may have some fans up there. And point at those women. And later, those women came up to me and said, we're gay.
Hey, you know, trying to put a, obviously a human face on things, and let's play compare and contrast. It's, you know, and there you have, you can understand why they called him McNasty when he was in the Navy, John McCain.
This is all about elections, not about the welfare, the well-being, and the morale, and the battle effectiveness of the men and women who are laying it on the line in Iraq and Afghanistan today.
Okay, here's part of your stupid argument, Senator McCain. Then stop knocking translators out of the military service because they don't shower
and John
McCain's with other people.
Talking about what other people will do anything to win an election? Are you kidding
me? The reason it's an election issue is because most people support it, you dork.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't affect the election at all. You could run on it, but he's only thinks it's election politics because he can't run on it because the public is on the right side.
Yep. 46 minutes after the hour. Back with more on this. Hump Days with Hal Sparks continues on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Weird, weird, weird. W-I-E-R-D, weird.
That's not how you spell weird.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's true.
It's the midst of Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Hal Sparks in Seattle. Got a big show coming up this weekend.
It's true. I'm at the Edmonds Performing Arts Center on Saturday night on my birthday. My birthday is Saturday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Mm-hmm. Literally. Happy birthday.
Thanks. We'll celebrate together. I'm going to take you to dinner or something when I get to L.A.
All right. You big hunk of Libra loving.
Well.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number.
Where can people find out more about your date?
At HalSparks.com. I mean, they can go to the calendar section there.
Not your date with me.
And buy tickets and all that stuff. Oh, that date.
Not your date with me. Your date with people in Seattle.
We'll be Ustreaming that. You know how I roll.
Nothing HalSparks does goes un-Ustreamed.
There's
for foreplay, you can show me how to set my iPad up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
I'll work on your apps.
Cordell in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Cordell.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I got a question regarding what happened yesterday, and I think once I say this, this might be a way to incite our base. Okay, hear me out on this. Let's say if they don't give up on trying to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, let's say every time they bring this bill up for a vote, they keep attaching the Don't Ask, Don't Tell part to the bill, and Republicans keep voting it down. Mm-hmm. So if this keeps happening, wouldn't this, in essence, defund all the wars that are out there?
If the Republicans would be singularly responsible for defunding the war.
Well, that's and, what yeah, Dick that Durbin said. This would be the first time since 1960, or 52, excuse me, that they, you know, would not sign a defense authorization bill. I mean, just to be, like you said, Al, just nasty, homophobic little pieces
just
of work.
Just for that one issue, yep.
Speaking of which, Christine O'Donnell, the... check. This is, you know, Hal, you make a good point. It's just, this is the good news for activating the Democratic base in the midterms.
Totally.
They are nominating ever and ever more startling candidates on the Republican side. If you want a Senate full of, Christine O'Donnell, then good luck.
Yeah, then if you don't vote, by the way, you're just handing the reins to Christine O'Donnell. That's the end of it.
Yes. I just thought this was an interesting and disgusting story in the wake of Don't Ask, Don't Tell getting, shot down yesterday, the repeal. Despite having a lesbian sister, boy, I'd give my kingdom to book her on the show.
Yeah.
What do you think our chances are?
I don't know.
Delaware Republican Senate.
I think they're throwing her in a dirt hole until after the election.
All right, the silence of the gay O'Donnell.
Yeah, if Christine's on media
screaming.
Lockdown.
I can hear her screaming. They should send Jodie Foster in. She can get her. She can. I think she can get
an interview. Interrogation. Yeah.
She's too busy defending Mel Gibson right now.
Yeah, did you see that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Jodie Foster's defending Mel Gibson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Weird.
I'll get you that story for Celebrity Steak.
Okay, thank you. Christine O'Donnell has a long history of making taking hateful and ignorant positions against gay people. O'Donnell has said she can't understand why gay people are offended by homosexuality being called a deviant sexual orientation, and has claimed that gay people, quote, are attacking the very center of what is America, the freedom to have different views. What?
Huh?
O'Donnell took an even harsher stance in, 2006, quote, calling homosexuality an identity disorder. She said, people are created in God's image. Homosexuality is an identity adopted through societal factors. It's an identity disorder.
It's like women wanting to vote. Like a woman considering herself a voter. I don't know.
Just a FYI, noted scientist Christine O'Donnell, the fun facts from the American Psychiatric Association. Since 1973, they have stated homosexuality is not an illness, a mental disorder, or an emotional problem.
Yep.
And furthermore, they have concluded that...
are an idiot!
There's mice with more fully functioning human brains than she has, for God's sakes.
I know! They're out there! Yeah, this is serious!
Serious, you guys? There are satanic mice with fully functioning human brains!
Seriously, I read about it in this article that I didn't understand.
She's a bit of a dolt, isn't she?
She's an incredible dolt. And you know what? They're fine with that.
Yeah, they are, which is the scary thing.
Yeah. Okay. Mike in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Stephanie. Big fan here in Phoenix. And what aggravates me about this is justice. We're not getting justice, and Harry Reid might as well be a Republican. He needs to force them to filibuster this. I mean, and keep attaching it to every bill. Let's force them to show just how ignorant these Republicans are. Make them filibuster. Don't take the threat of the filibuster and roll over. I mean, I am just aggravated. I'm a 60-year-old veteran. I was 385 people in my operations battalion in the Army. And, gay or black, we weren't afraid of each other. We worked together.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what's aggravating me. Everybody has let justice go. I mean, Obama said he wanted to look forward, but you know what? We didn't prosecute these fraudulent thieves in the Republican Party, and they're emboldened.
Yeah.
We forgot about justice.
There's an excellent point to making them filibuster. I've had my issues with Harry Reid specifically on this point. The White House made specific deals to guarantee the votes so they could get cloture on this, and then got the shaft, essentially. And then Reid won't call them on it and make them filibuster. Here's the thing. It's a shame that Sharon Angle is such a crap candidate, because he's feeling secure again and is not pushing as hard as he would need to, you know, in the progressive side. If he had somebody biting at his heels that was a little stronger as a Republican candidate, we might have gotten a more forceful approach to this bill.
By the way, John McCain's little sidekick, Joe Lieberman, who, by the way, that relationship couldn't be gayer, ironically. Joe Lieberman. Yes.
It is unfair. It's unjust. It's not consistent with America's most fundamental value of equal opportunity.
Yeah. Seriously, you know, I mean, in the language that who did he write the bill with, Lieberman?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it couldn't just be more common sense, and you know, he's right for once.
Yeah, you never know where Joe Lieberman's going to stand.
Yeah, I know.
Don't.
That's an excellent point. Selective enforcement. You can't count on him, you can't count on a policy where we have a law where it's illegal, but we'll only enforce it sometimes, or we'll trust you to enforce it well.
All right. Carl Frisch from Media Matters coming up to co-host Right Wing World next hour as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Baby, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour, stephaniemiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Like Jeff from Salem did. Hi, Steph. I was wondering if Christine O'Donnell may be right after all. I came home last night after a long day's work, only to discover some mice masturbating while watching a video from my porn collection. Oh, no. See, that is the slippery slope.
Were they wearing Halloween masks? Were they wearing Halloween masks and sitting on a satanic altar?
Yeah.
No.
She wants to ban Halloween, but they had fully functioning human junk, these mice, apparently.
Right.
Jim!
Oh, that's a horrible mental picture. Hi, Jim.
I have a guess the quote for you. Christine O'Donnell is clearly a criminal, and like any crook, she should be prosecuted. Ms. O'Donnell has spent years embezzling money from her campaign to cover her personal expenses. Republicans and Democrats don't agree on much these days, but both sides should agree on one point. Thieves belong in jail, not in the United States Senate.
Sarah Palin, you betcha. Also,
no.
Too, in addition.
That was a bad guess. That was Melanie Sloan of Crew.
Oh, sure.
Oh. Crew, the hair products line for men?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm wearing some of my hair now, as a matter of fact.
Center for Responsibility Now.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hal Sparks is with us. Hump Days with Hal Sparks continues apace.
Seattle.
Yes, he will be performing in Seattle this weekend.
Where is that?
At the Edmonds Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
Yes, at the fish market. Down on the docks.
Melissa writes, Staff, exactly how much time each day do military personnel spend in the shower? It seems the homophobes think they spend 23 hours a day in the shower. Is that really a big part of your military day? I don't think men in general spend that much time in the shower, Melissa. Yeah, hello.
They're hanging around waiting to be feel uncomfortable by the homosexuals.
And,
Here they come.
In the meantime, they get all pruney.
Stop looking at my junk. Stop looking at it. Why aren't you looking at it?
Most men I've known take, like, 10-second showers. Is it really that big a deal?
Well, if you shower any longer than that, you can't remain dirty in the right places.
just the right level of that musky male scent.
Right.
I feel I have the right not to breathe the same air as people that I find icky. People who give me the screaming heebie-jeebies. You know what I'm talking about. Pacific Islanders. Anyone who has had ever any kind of contact with any landmass in the Pacific Ocean. Oh, wait, I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah. All right. You know what? It's
and Catalina.
It's time to get fresh.
And Tahiti. Oh, no.
Yay.
Carl.
Carl Frisch.
Exciting.
For Media Matters for America. So to me. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning. Give me 1 second. I'm just cleaning up my satanic altar.
Yes. Certainly. We'll give you a moment.
I've always said that about Carl. Tidiest satanic altar I've ever seen.
Yep. I know. How amateur was that? I mean, you heard Christine O'Donnell saying, there was a little blood there. I'm like, come on now.
Yeah. Come on.
It's expensive. You can't just get virgin goat blood anywhere.
Yeah. No. By the way, Eric Bollard's a satanic altar. Ah, mess. Been there. Okay.
And don't even get into Jameson Foster's.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Martha, let's
Richard Wolff's satanic altar, spotless.
Spotless. Let's dive into the right-wing world, shall we, Carl, and see what's doing. Martha Zoller on Fox and Friends on the Islamic rumpus room.
They continue to make the same mistake of just talking to each other. Maybe if they had had a meeting where they talked to Christian and Jewish leaders along with Muslim leaders about this, they might make some progress. They just haven't handled this particular situation the right way, and they have been tone deaf to the sensitivity of that particular area. Nobody denies the fact. I mean, there is no place that Muslims can practice their faith more openly than in the United States of America, just not in that spot.
Yeah, just not there.
Or there.
You know,
no place. And I'll decide where.
Apparently, Carl, the Constitution was written, Google Maps existed then, and it said, freedom of religion, but not here.
Yes. It's funny to hear her talk like that, considering that, you know, for weeks they've been painting Imam Rolf as some kind of terrorist sympathizer or sleeper cell. He's been extremely involved in multi-denominational religious events over the years. And, it just shows you how politically motivated this is, that she would suggest that he needs to be more involved in that way, because she obviously has no idea what he's done in the past.
Yeah. All right, Glenn Beck on the radio with his normal fear-mongering bull.
I believe we are in the most dangerous two-year period now, mm-hmm. from the elections until the next election. Mm-hmm. We are in the most dangerous two-year period we may have ever been in as a nation.
Oh, yeah.
We right. win.
What?
Unless they take control.
Huh?
We win unless there is a seizure of power.
Seizure?
Oh, like an election?
And they are already seizing the power.
Wow.
Like a brain fart or something? Some
kind of, I think he means that the midterms event? Don't go his way. Yeah.
He's going to have a stroke.
I think he's saying that if the midterms go to the GOP, the Tea Party crazies, they've won unless Obama decides to stay in office. I don't know if he knows this, but Obama's not on the ballot this November.
Yeah.
What? Steve Doocy and Andrew Napolitano. Oh boy.
God.
On the fush.
That's a brain trust.
On the Fox and Friends.
President Obama still refuses to budge on extending the Bush-era tax cuts for the most successful people in America and small business owners as well. Essentially, that is, and regarding all Americans as well, with federal income tax, it's theft.
If somebody shows up at your door, knocks on your door, you open the door and the guy's got a gun, and he says, give me your money, I want to give it away. So what is this person, crazy? I'm going to call the police. Sure. Then you find out he is the police. He's a tax collector. So if you wouldn't let this crackpot take your money and give it away, if you wouldn't let your neighbors take your money and give it away, why do we let the government take our money and give it away?
The crackpot in question is George Bush, who signed the piece of paper that says these tax cuts expire.
Well, it's always, you know, when you accuse somebody of being a crackpot, there's usually some crack pointing back at you.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, it's absurd, the notion. They keep on saying small business owners. It's just a load of bunk. These tax cuts affect something like less than 10% of small business owners.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even classify those people as small business owners, really.
Well, yesterday, I think there was a report that who they consider a small business,
AIG.
The president actually qualifies.
Yeah.
Because he has a small enough staff. And what he makes actually qualifies, including his book, it qualifies as what they would consider a small business.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. And you know, I love that he's calling them, you know, these successful people. Yeah, they're successful. They're successful primarily because, you know, a lot of them get a great amount of help from the government, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, bizarre tax breaks or making untaxable income.
By the way, did you see the Joe, what's his name? Who's the guy that was abandoned by wolves and...
Joe Miller.
And they forgot to shave him before they gave him back? Joe Miller in Alaska.
Possibly your brother.
Yes, we don't know.
Apparently it's always a full moon in Alaska.
The Greystoke candidate.
Did you see this, Carl? He received federal farm subsidies.
But
yes, for land that he, the fiscal conservative, owned in Kansas in the 1990s. His spokesman said Miller is not against all federal spending, particularly the kind that goes to him, apparently. Nice. That kind
well,
of...
That- Not surprising in the slightest. He also, when he first moved to Alaska, he applied for these special waivers to allow him to hunt and fish for sustenance outside of the season, which apparently is a big no-no up there unless you're actually a native Alaskan who happens to be down on their luck. So
I love his spokesman said, none of this has to do with Miller's belief that the nation must find ways to address its deficit. Well, I guess maybe giving the money back, that might be one way.
Sure.
You can give the farm subsidies back since it was government money.
Look,
maybe that'll help.
Because I do everything against my stated principles doesn't mean I don't maintain the principles. It's absurd. I think murder is wrong. I'm just planning to kill you.
Just because I've been exposed as a big fat hypocrite is no reason.
What?
All right. Rush Limbaugh on the...
He has succeeded. And all these people... When I said, I hope he fails. Oh, no, no, no. Nobody wants. We all want the president to succeed. Every American should want the president to succeed. Hey, really? This guy has succeeded in a year and a half with his agenda, and it's destroying the country.
He's sounding jowlier than usual. What's going on there?
Jowlier?
Is that a word?
Yes. Pain meds. Excuse me.
His jowls are almost visible. It is somehow in an audio sense.
Sonically visible.
Or as Colbert said, the human jowl hybrid. You know, I think Rush needs to hang out with some more progressives if they think that President Obama has gotten everything he wanted.
Right. And that it's destroying the country. Right.
Right. I can only imagine what these right-wingers would be saying if progressives got everything they wanted.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, Carl, speaking of the mainstream media, you know, why has there been really no coverage that, pretty much every economist has said the recession is over? You know, I mean, we are moving in the right direction. We are making progress, and it just, you know, it boggles the mind.
That's like adding bubblegum to a walking scenario for the media.
yeah.
They're not capable of doing two things at once, and if it defies the story they've been telling for weeks and months, then they're not going to tell it. But, I mean, obviously, the recession is over. Obviously, the economy is not great, and people are still hurting. So, you know, they should be telling the story about how bad it is out there. And rather than asking if we need a second stimulus, they should have been asking if the first stimulus was big enough. But right. instead, they spent their entire time fiddling around saying that, oh, there's debate over whether this is too big. And there were a lot of economists that said it wasn't quite big enough.
Yep.
The majority of them, actually.
All right. Dick Morris on Hannity on Christine O'Donnell.
If I were O'Donnell, I would do an ad. Yeah. And I would say, in high school, Christine O'Donnell had some friends who were into witchcraft. Well, Coons now has some friends who are into big spending and deficit spending and health care changes that alert
that's
everybody.
Very good.
So
like
which
it.
Is more, which is worse?
That's hilarious.
Deficit spending as
oh
an adult or witchcraft as a 17-year-old? You're talking, there's no reason not to have fun.
There's no reason not to have fun and run some funny ads.
You know, Dick Morris really needs to take the toes out of his mouth and shut up.
Yeah. I think some toenails came up with that phlegmy laugh.
That's right.
Wow.
No, is it a big deal that Christine Coons may have had dinner on a satanic altar in high school?
O'Donnell. By the way, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, in the same way that it's, you know, not a necessarily a big deal that whatever somebody does when they're a teenager, but that's just the tip of a very bizarre iceberg.
Yeah, I'll say. And by the way, the breaking news, in case you hadn't heard, Coons is up, what, 15 points over O'Donnell?
And she has a 60% unelectability rating.
Yes, and what's his castle would have been, I guess, 20 almost, you know, the same 20 right. points up on Coons. So this is already.
You'd be surprised what some special spells can do to polling, though.
But you know what, though? Coombs needs all the money he can get to fight the national attention that O'Donnell's getting.
I'd say, Carl, there's probably even odds that she'll be in prison more than the Senate. I think that might be a better...
Well, I mean, now that she's so high profile, she used to skate on by being a low profile, you know, nobody candidate running for office. Her last campaign manager said that, you know, she lived off of her campaign contributions. Now that she's so famous, I don't know what she's going to do running for office, but, you know...
I'll tell you what she'll do.
5%.
I'll tell you exactly how it's going to play out if anybody cares. She's going to lose big and become an emblem of another right-wing woman who's been horribly mutilated by the press like Sarah Palin, and that she's just like one of us.
Yes.
And she's sort of Sarah Palin, too, and they can both divide the country up doing these little speaking engagements, and she can pay her rent feeding off the necks.
Oh, it's all about Eve. It's so single white female. I love it.
Yeah.
Carl, stay tuned. One more skosh of right-wing world as we continue. 19 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whoa, that was cool.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 25 minutes after the hour. We're in the midst of Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
That song was the origin of heavy metal. Heavy metal thunder.
How apropos with Mr. Heavy Metal here today.
Yeah, the music
Thank you.
Hello, Carl Frisch from Media Matters.
Hello.
Hello. Let's finish up Right Wing World. Just a little Mary Madeline, but, you know, we needed a rest before this.
They have nothing to run on, so they distort the Tea Party philosophy, the positions of these candidates, and it's falling on deaf ears. People are not listening to any of this spin anymore. They know what they want, and it is to reduce this profligate spending. It's to freeze it, reduce it, roll back health care, and have fewer services, lower taxes. That's what this is about, and every Tea Party person and lots of conservative Democrats stand for that, and those conservative Democrats will be reelected.
And get your government hands off my Medicare!
Yeah, they believe in that, except when you actually ask them if they agree with what the Republicans want to do, and they don't. I mean, they may punish Democrats in November, but, you know, the only reason Republicans are winning is because they're standing there.
Yeah, Christine O'Donnell doesn't believe in entitlement programs unless it's her campaign cash that she's been living off of for years.
Well, I mean, you have to believe in something kind of weird to think that condoms are anti-human. So, you know, I don't know what kind of stimulus that is. But
yeah. First of all, there's no entitlement to what that money either. She BS'd for that money, and that's a legitimate profession.
Yeah.
On their side.
Yep. Carl, what do you, by the way, before you go, what do you make of this? This is pretty serious. I saw Melanie Sloan on TV yesterday, but she just said, you know, she's got her dead in the water. I mean, how do you think this is going to play out?
Well, watching the Tea Party candidates has been kind of weird. I mean, it's been like scraping the bottle of the Tea Party gene pool. I mean, look at where we've come from, Scott Brown to Christine O'Donnell, and in between you had Rand Paul and Sharon Angle. So, you know, it's getting more and more bizarre. And the right seems to rally around them regardless, and they rally around them even stronger the crazier the person is.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to see who the next Senate nominee is. I was telling friends that I should have filed to run in the Nebraska primary and just walked around the state, you know, with my clothes on backwards saying crazy things, and I'd be a senator in November.
You would have been elected. Mm-hmm. Carl Frisch from Media Matters. See you next week, honey.
Have a good one.
There he goes. By the way, in case you have not seen this breaking news, the Washington-based ethics group filed a pair of complaints against Christine O'Donnell alleging she tapped campaign funds to cover personal expenses. A crew... Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Government is asking the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office to open a criminal inquiry in the FEC to conduct a full audit of O'Donnell's campaign expenses. Her former aide, who was her chief financial advisor, right, during her last Senate run, mm-hmm. her last failed Senate run,
yes,
said he became aware O'Donnell used thousands of dollars in campaign contributions for gas, meals, even an outing to a bowling alley, referring to such items as expense reimbursements. O'Donnell was using contributions to pay a portion of her rent at a three-bedroom, two-bath home. Over the last year, she used more than $16,000 from her war chest to pay a realty company and spent more than $1,000 each on power, cable, and Internet, according to her last filing with the FEC. O'Donnell spent $549 at Mattress Giant.
Uh-oh.
Mattress Giant? Is it shaped like an altar?
Yeah. Is that her satanic altar?
No, the altar's bad for your lower back. You need more.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Tempur-Pedic altar.
He said in 2008, O'Donnell's phone service got cut off because she failed to keep up with her payments and West asked him to put an order for hundreds of campaign T-shirts on his own credit card. Whenever Christine wanted money for something, she wanted everyone to stop paying someone else. There's your fiscal conservative, ladies and gentlemen.
How many people are fitting on her giant mattress, I want to know.
29 minutes after the hour.
Video.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
What the hell smells like shrimp?
Just my sensual womanhood.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. In the midst of Hump Days with Hal. Hal performing in Seattle this weekend. Check it out.
At the Edmonds Performing Arts Center. Go to halsparks.com/calendar and find all my dates. I'll be in Minneapolis, too, at the University of Minnesota there.
Oh, sweet. When
Thursday.
Is that?
Thursday.
Oh,
Thursday night.
Tomorrow.
That'll be fun. Jet setter.
I fly out right after the show, and so I might have to leave a few minutes earlier to go catch my plane.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's a good time of year to be in Minneapolis. couple months after this, you probably would be regretting it.
Joe, like, talk about carbonite.
Yeah.
Joe in Los Angeles. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Steph. I just got one thing to say about this Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I think it's highly discriminatory, but also I want you to check this for me because it's very ironic.
It is the very definition of discrimination, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. But this is a very ironic thing, and I'm about 95% sure this is true. When George Washington started the army back when he needed somebody to train them, he brought over a Prussian general to train all the troops. I'm sorry?
Baron von Steuben.
Yes, bless you. And if I remember correctly, he was gay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I find that very ironic that the U.S. military was started by a gay man.
Yeah, there you go. So, yes, exactly.
There was another gay man in World War II by the name of Turing who invented a computer to help find Nazi U-boats in World War II. He's a math genius, committed suicide after being arrested under Britain's anti-sodomy laws. So, yeah,
yep.
Another...
Here's, you know, the interesting thing about especially in the spy world, why being gay was illegal for a long time was because there was so much social pressure against it that if you were easily blackmailed and manipulated. You could get secrets out of somebody just because we're going to let people know that you're gay. Now that social pressure is all but gone, especially in the United States. So there's no reason for it to be illegal for those reasons.
Although, in a way, it could be beneficial in that someone who's been used to... living a lie his entire life. I'm essentially being a spy. You know,
undercover.
Undercover his entire life.
That,
yeah, I suppose. You know.
Yeah, that's right. That's what all those people are in the GOP. They're spies.
Yes.
That's
what
I'm
doing. I'm spying on the homosexual agenda. Mm-hmm. I'm very intimately acquainted with their devious ways.
So I can stand this close to John McCain and I'll pretend to be his partner on some legislation. So I can keep an eye on him.
By the way, Jim, I'm sure you were shocked as I were that Senator Mitch McChinley's Yodel the Turtle, things are moving too fast for him.
Go way too quickly for me.
It is our hope that we will take up the defense authorization bill in a normal way and in a normal process.
By which I
normal.
Mean, I want
not
some,
queer.
Not in a queer way.
Not in a gay way.
Yeah, you know, and not with extra things in it that shouldn't be in there, like internet gambling provisions and things like that. Yeah.
Chaz!
I wish someone would turn
a limb.
Me over, because I'm just spinning on my back.
Poke holes in my jar. In the lid. I
Chaz,
can't breathe.
Chaz in Illinois. Hey, Chaz.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Steph.
Hi.
I'm an equality activist and an indie recording artist with a mailing list of 50,000, and I got to tell you, I hear from gay soldiers and veterans every day. Don't ask, don't tell is a policy which forces our soldiers to lie about a very important aspect of who they are. And if I was at war, I'd prefer to know that the person who's supposed to have my back is honest, regardless of their orientation.
Right.
One other point as well, I also think that our LGBT leadership should be more aggressive than they are about this, and I personally blame groups like Truth Wins Out for taking their eye off the ball. The founder of Truth Wins Out was recently caught bashing a gay man on the TWO blog, funded by gay dollars, and that's just counterproductive.
I saw this. By the way, Hal, did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like you were saying, if we get all Republicans in, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think
gay rights may not be
anyway?
Moving fast enough for some of us on the left. However, a commentator who posted all F words for gay man must die on the popular gay blog Joe My God has been traced to the offices of Senator Saxby Chambliss,
a
Republican
shock.
From Georgia.
Yeah,
really?
Wow. Yes. Who got into office by essentially calling, I'm blanking his name.
Oh, God. Max Cleland.
Cleland.
God, we all had a senior moment collectively.
Welcome, Max Cleland.
I'm sorry I wasn't involved in that because there were so many awful things he said about decent people over the years. It's hard to pick one.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, though, there is this malaise on the Democratic side. And you know me, I have my chip on my shoulder about HuffPo, and I think they bear a lot of the responsibility for this. As a big motivator, and they tend to deflate the balloon every time. When you look at the level of success that we have had and the things that the president has done by executive order, and they're going, well, why doesn't he just turn off Don't Ask, Don't Tell like that? Well, because the next president can turn it right back on again.
Yeah.
And this needs – you need to motivate your senator. Obama's not up for office this year, but everybody who would support the agenda you want is.
Yep. All right. Sue in Rockville, Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's really, I have 2 points, or maybe three, but two. You know, the guys who call and they're so concerned about how men would shower with men, you know, it would be so helpful. Maybe there are some other countries out there who actually have gays in the military. Yeah, like 35 of them already do. And the ones that don't, the ones that are patriots or want to be just like, are Cuba, China, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, so Yemen. So that's who they want to be. So I think that's, you know, we should ask the Republicans. So you're happy having the same policy as Iran, and you support the policy of China and Cuba, yet you call Obama and everyone, you know, who opposes you a Marxist. You are a hypocrite.
Well,
second of Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, keep in mind, you have a person at the Valued Voter Summit last week who stood up there and said, you know, the left wants Sharia law and Muslims, and let's let them run everything. Well, maybe they'd be happier if this country had been formed by Muslims, because then they would have to be under Islamic law and women would be treated like chattel. That's what he said. And there was actually a rumbling from the crowd in sort of like, well, we're kind of for that, too, in a promise keeper kind of a way. So don't hit that hammer too hard, because they're confronted by the fact that they share a lot of values with the people they purport to hate the most.
Yep.
Well, the whole thing about, you know, again, keeping government away from us, protecting our freedoms, unless you're a woman of childbearing age, in which case we will force you to bear children, whether it's rape or incest. I mean, you've got five teabaggers running for that.
Yep.
But the last thing I just wanted to say, Stephanie, is just that these men, you know, none of them ever call and talk about women showering with women.
Yeah, they're fine with that.
Yeah.
That seems to be a universal thing people can agree on.
Hal, yeah, are you okay with that?
No, actually, and I'll tell you what. I'm one of those guys that is in, I suppose, a small minority, where if I see two women together, be it in porn or in person, I actually feel like I've intruded on them.
Really?
I know what you mean, yeah.
I don't immediately assume they need me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think
see,
they'll do
that
just
is
fine
atypical.
On their own.
That is atypical, because
no,
most straight guys think of, I don't know, Porky's or, you know, Catholic Girls in Trouble or some kind of shower scene.
If
yes.
In some alternate universe I were to happen upon lesbian porn somewhere, not that that would ever
you know,
yeah, of course not.
You know of a shower scene in a movie called Catholic Girls in Trouble?
Catholic High School Girls in Trouble from Kentucky Fried Movie.
It must have been formative for me.
Okay. No, but, they got all kinds of toys and implements, and I think, wow, I'm really not needed at all here.
Not necessary to the equation.
Yeah.
At no point do I expect them to look up and lift a finger and kind of coax
here.
Me into the room.
Right.
Oh, finally, you've arrived.
You're like the Maytag repairman. Oh,
you'll be worth about 3 minutes of fun, and then we can go back to what we were doing. By the way, well, never mind. I'm going to leave my whole point aside. I was about to confess something. I'm not going to happen.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Hal.
No.
Don't be such a tease.
No.
Chris in Chicago. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning, everyone. You're all so brilliant. Even when I was listening, I kept thinking, Jim brought up Turing, and I've seen that movie, Breaking the Code, and I've been kind of mad at HuffPo because they're a little too negative for me. So it's just like it's such a serendipitous thing, but the reason I called was Christine O'Donnell also is against women serving in the military, so I'd really like to see a face-off with her and Tammy Duckworth, who is from Illinois and we love.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Craig in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Craig.
Hi. I was wondering if it would be possible to compromise on that by just taking the part of the law out that says you're going to get booted out of the military if you're gay.
What do you mean?
Is it possible to take that part out? Because that's the part that's really a sticking point with a lot of people, that if you're gay, you get put out of the military. Now, can't they just take that part out of it?
Well, not without dismantling the whole law. That's like saying we're going to make theft illegal, but we'll take out the part where we put you in jail for it.
You have to repeal the whole thing or nothing at all.
Yeah, and if Obama just says like an order to stop enforcement of it, that's fine, but every gay person that could get reinstated or would go back in would be serving tentatively until the next administration took over and rescinded all of it and dumped them. Let's say you put the next 4 years in or 8 years willing into the military going, okay, I'm fine now because Obama signed this executive order, and then the next president comes in and kicks you out because he takes that away, and legally you have no standing.
Yep.
and then you lose your benefits that you put in for 8 free years. It doesn't work. It has to be an act of Congress.
Try to hold down your breakfast while you listen to John McCain talk about what's a political ploy. Mr. Build the Dang Fence.
Yeah. This is a blatant political ploy in order to try to galvanize the political base of the other side, which is facing a losing election.
No, please.
I don't think you'll be talking to your daughter anytime soon. Megan is,
Well, and also, if you're literally, if you're saying it's a purely political statement, then you're saying it would actually work as one, meaning you're on the wrong side of it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And you're admitting to being on the wrong side of it. He's a punk. I'm sick of this dude.
Senator Carl Levin responding to that.
Because an election was coming up, Secretary Gates, a Republican, decides this policy must change because there's an election coming up? Of course not.
Snap.
It's because they reached a conclusion. The policy needs to change.
Yeah, and who was it that was on tape saying, well, the minute the military comes to me and tells me it's time to change this policy, I think we would change it. Why, you did, John McCain.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
I'm a bag
You're
of ass.
You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
He says he's a lying bag of ass.
Blooshed. A lying bag of ass?
45.
Those Navy terms I used to bring up when we were doing John McCain.
Exactly. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back with more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's fun. It's healthy. It's good exercise. The kids just love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Jason in Chicago, you're on with Hump Days with Hal. Hello, Jason.
Hello. Regarding the question of executive order versus act of Congress and repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, now I agree that an act of Congress would be preferable, but does it have to be one or the other?
Here's the thing. If your real fear is that you'll lose the political will to change the law permanently by putting a temporary freeze on it or whatever, because you take away their need to cover it and you make it a non-issue, and there's so many issues that are actually on the table, believe me, the Senate and the Congress would love to forget about this, and they could until the next presidency. And that's the biggest issue. If you want to overturn it for real, you kind of have to play hardball with it. You have to say, no, I'm not going to let you guys off the hook. You have to pass this. And that's what he's been trying. Now, if they don't get it through before the election, I think there's a chance he will do that.
What does the, the judge that ruled it unconstitutional, I mean, how is that going to affect this, do you think, long term? Because, once again, the courts are getting way out ahead of,
I think that gave Obama an option that he did not have 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Which was, he could write this order and then know that if he stays in office, especially if he's in for another term, the political system will have shifted and the judicial system will have shifted to such an extent that it will remain unconstitutional. The problem is, you can say, in normal society, we have decided this sort of behavior is fine, but the military can write their own rules. And that's the problem he's up against, is that people like John McCain can always argue it's a different standard in the military.
Yeah, Senator Joe Lieberman, who, by the way, Jim, I was just saying, ironically, his relationship with John McCain could not be gayer, and yet...
Sure could. Ask Lindsey Graham.
Oh! Hal Sparks for the win.
All right, Senator Lieberman.
We've got thousands of Americans who are patriotic, who want to serve, who happen to be gay or lesbian, and we're telling them, you can't.
That is kind of funny that John McCain has the... That's the gayest friendship.
He and Lindsey Graham are practically, they're like Bush and a Saudi prince. They're connected, two emotional invalids connected to the hip or something like that. It's really bizarre, but it's like grandpa's got a buddy. It's like this weird, Tommy has two grandpas story.
Exactly. My little buddy.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're not gay. We just spend every weekend together.
Oh, right? Boy. Yeah, the important.
Just plain canasta. Emphasis on the ass.
Cribbage.
There's only one solution now. Wayne has tweeted me, and that is
Stephanie Miller
for president,
what?
Which I think.
Oh
Lord,
that's the last thing
you know,
need.
With Christine O'Donnell getting the what do you call it? What is that?
Within firing distance of the,
yes.
of a senatorship.
Yes,
yeah, all
many,
bets are off.
Many people have said, you know, slutty brunettes with bangs, formerly slutty.
.org.
A completely unqualified brunette. It may be my time. It may be time to. And I've failed at many campaigns.
Stephanie Miller for president in 08. Why not a broken-down ex-comedian with a drinking problem? At least she'll tell you that she'll be out bicycling during national emergencies. They say American voters are apathetic. She doesn't give a hoot either. She's one of us. Miller in 08. Because America needs a self-absorbed, shallow, heavily medicated radio slag who French kisses her dogs.
Did we record that at the old studio?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. At the Playboy studio.
Sounds like it's in a tin can.
Uh-huh. As was my candidacy.
That's the spirit. Again, she's an example of the American dream. If the American dream involved kicking the other person in bed with you, well... But,
yes.
Because it literally is, we say in this country, anybody could be president.
Yes.
But with Christine O'Donnell and George Bush and people like that, emphasis on the any.
Yeah, my friend was saying that her mom said, oh, I love Sarah Palin. She's just like me. And once again, you don't want someone just like you.
No.
You want someone smarter than you.
Well, you have to be incredibly arrogant to think you want someone just like you to be president. I think all of us that think for a second go, I want someone with my values maybe. But I want someone better than me to do it. That's the whole point. Follow me. I'm just as confused as you are. Can you imagine the scatter in an emergency if everybody just went, we're all alike, run in opposite directions.
What we don't need is Sarah Palin. Oh, do we have a new Sarah Pack ad?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
The Tea Party movement is not a top-down operation. It's a ground-up call to action that is forcing both parties to change the way that they're doing business. And that's beautiful. Who can argue a movement that is about the people? Government is supposed to be working for the people. That is what this movement is about. This party that we call the Tea Party is the future of politics. And I am proud to get to be here today.
Yeah.
Enough. Can I just say my new best friend forever, Aisha Tyler, said one of the funniest things I've heard about the Tea Party candidates. The comparison she made, she said, it's like you're eating, you know, a good but kind of boring turkey sandwich and someone offers you a ham sandwich with a finger in it. and you're like, oh, that seems a lot more interesting. Oh, you know what? This turkey sandwich might be kind of boring compared to that, but it's getting the job done.
Right. Yeah.
And also,
that's more exciting, the ham sandwich. Well, that's not a finger.
With a finger, yeah. Once these Tea Party people elect someone, they are part of the government, and they will have to attack them.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I had a big twit back and forth yesterday on Twitter with this guy who was, like, encouraging people not to vote. That was his whole big push or whatever. And I went... He goes, because if the Dems start losing money and losing votes, they'll start recognizing where the left comes from. I'm like, no, they're just going to lose to corporate-interested Republicans and theocrats who are going to turn this country into a corporatocracy.
You're an idiot. I hope Aisha is right when we get to the actual midterms, because we've all chosen the ham sandwich with a finger in it in terms of relationships in our life, haven't we? Seems more exciting and interesting. And Yes, but it's the kind of, you know, hopefully teabaggers like we'll date them but not marry them is what I'm hoping is going to happen. The people go, well, she's cute and quippy, but wow, is she crazy.
Notice Sarah Palin will endorse her from a distance but won't stand next to her because she's worried about, like, her thunder being stolen.
Yes,
because a newer, younger model.
I'm telling you, it's very all about Eve. It's hilarious. It's... All right. By the by, Joe Miller, one of the other Sarah Palin little candidates, he's kind of trying, you know, now they're trying to, like, walk back their crazy primary stuff.
Uh-huh. By not showing most of the time.
Yes. Well, we'll tell you his new position on it. Because remember, he said unemployment benefits are unconstitutional.
Yes.
We'll tell you his latest.
He famously said that.
Yeah. Yes, we'll tell you his latest position on that. Celebrity Stack and much more as we continue Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. We are in the midst of Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hal Sparks in the Seattle Bureau of Stephanie Miller International Incorporated and Sons. And we'll be performing live in Seattle this weekend. How do you get tickets, Hal?
You can go to HalSparks.com and slash calendar and click on the link there. And you can also look just Google Edmonds Performing Arts Center, and you can go directly to their link there. It's pretty easy.
OMG.
Hal Sparks, Seattle. That's the thing I love most about modern life and iPad life, is that you could just Google something. Just put it in the thing.
I have an iPad.
Ooh, I know.
Somebody gave me an iPad for my birthday. Uh-huh. They're great.
And the mocking stops.
I know. Well, Chris and I mocked it, and then you showed me your little shiny toy at my place in New York, and I was like,
I didn't mock it. I just said that I can't see
it. We were like, what is it?
I can't see a reason why I would use it.
Yeah, it's not a phone or a laptop. What is it, Hal?
It's the perfect match between the two. You don't have the social awkwardness of opening up an entire laptop when you're at a table or around other people when you want to look at something, and you don't have to use your thumbs to write a long email like an idiot.
Stuff that's too small to see on your BlackBerry or whatever, right?
Exactly.
You should have seen when it arrived in my house. I was like a chimpanzee. I was like...
Right. At the monolith in the beginning of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Those are phosphorus.
Yes, they were. Right.
All right. Tomorrow...
Although the babies were actual chimps.
There you go.
Tomorrow, Jim, I know that you think you could not possibly be more impressed with me on a daily basis. However, on tomorrow's show, Oscar winner Philip Seymour Hoffman, Oscar nominee Joan Allen, Emmy nominee Harry Shearer live in studio, Representative Loretta Sanchez, and Marcos Melitos of Daily Coast all live in studio.
Marcos Melitos will actually be here with us.
Wow.
I know.
Yep.
Yes.
Awesomeness.
And you know, Joan Allen, that will be embarrassing because I will quote every single line from The Contender, one of my favorite films.
You know she's been in other movies.
Not in my, not that I can remember. I mean, I can remember some of them. The Contender, though, the best movie ever.
She was so good in Pleasantville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you
God.
Can quote those movie lines to her.
So you're saying Christine O'Donnell shouldn't have to answer questions about her little altar experience because that's
because
not appropriate
it would mean
to ask that question.
She brought it up.
Oh, well, there's that.
She's the one that brought it up, for God's sakes. That's different. By the way, here's some... Jim, you know how this Tea Party thing has all been a, grassroots...
Sure it has.
...uprising of the people and the... A leading Tea Party group has announced that it received $1 million.
$1 million.
Anonymously.
From a businessman who did...
$1 million.
To Tea Party Patriots. An anonymous donor. $1 million.
Anonymous.
The Patriots co-founder said the contribution will not change the scrappy grassroots nature of the group.
Right.
Most of which were formed by Republican operatives.
Right, yes. For insurance companies and other...
Please. They are the Republican Party. They're on some... there's Democrats in there. Really?
Look at these grass... Well, that's not grass. That's money. We're standing on money. How
oh,
about
yeah.
that?
It's been origami to look
it's
like
green.
Grass.
It's green. All right. So I was talking about Joe Miller back in July when he was in the midst of his primary battle. He railed against the concept of unemployment benefits. He said the unemployment compensation benefits have gotten, first of all, it's not constitutionally authorized. Huh? What? First of all, unemployment, that's your money.
Yeah.
You pay into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As is Social Security.
Yes.
That's why it's called unemployment insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. After he secured the nomination, he continued with this, falsely suggesting Medicare and Social Security are both unconstitutional as well. Now it seems he's backtracking from his position.
Yeah.
yesterday on CNN when host John King noted his previous claim. Miller danced around the question. But ultimately said it's extending the benefits that's the problem now, not the benefits themselves.
Right. You mean extending them to the people who actually should get them?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's
it's not
wrong.
It's not that I'm against helping a drowning man. I'm just against extending my hand to do it.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. He said what we have in this country is an entitlement mentality, which I guess that means that's what he had in the 90s when he took all the farm subsidies that... Mm-hmm. He forgot to mention to us.
Yeah, people don't want jobs. They just want to sit around collecting $300 a week. So they
that's the American dream.
Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
First of all reports show that rich people, one of the reasons why they maintain their wealth over their life is a sense of entitlement.
Yep.
This is clear. Secondly, when they say entitlement programs, they mean that black people suddenly think they're entitled to the same things as white people, mm-hmm. or gay people are entitled to the same rights, or women are entitled to the same rights as they. And that's where that word becomes a bad word, because their version of entitlement is the same as exceptionalism, which they love.
Yep, exactly. All right, the president talking about the environment out there and the economy.
I know people are frustrated and they're angry and they're anxious about the future. And I also know that in a political campaign, the easiest thing for the other side to do is not to put forward any specifics, not to put forward any plans, but just try to ride that anger and fear all the way to Election Day. And that's what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Robert Gibbs, White House Press Secretary, echoing that.
I don't doubt that people are frustrated that the pace of our economic recovery has not been faster under the president's watch.
So once again, Hal, this is what we always talk about, though. It's the Tea Party. It's just another version of getting people to vote against their self-interest, you know? I mean, like Jim just said, how do you convince people to be on the side of big insurance companies? That's how this whole Tea Party thing started.
Well, you don't, because if you said it that way, no one would join you. You have to make up Obamacare and socialized medicine, and you have to sell it as something it isn't, because that's like saying, you know, I'm for women having the right to vote. And you know most people are for women having the right to vote. But you sell it as, are you for breaking up families? That's how they did it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you for ruining families? And, well, nobody's for ruining families. But these are mutually exclusive concepts that they create a false parody of.
Yep.
And Fox is bad at it, but CNN's to blame in some ways, too.
It's mm-hmm. that estrogen agenda.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm holding this person underwater, and their fighting back to breathe is their agenda. They have a drowning person's agenda.
They want some special right to breathe.
Right, exactly. I want the right to hold them underwater unbothered by law. Right.
Yeah. They just keep trying to put forward the, you know, it's other, it's different. That's mm-hmm. the only reason it's
queer.
Bad.
That's where the word
right.
came from.
Mm-hmm. Tony Perkins, Jim.
No, mother, blood, no! Norman, you've been a very bad boy. What are you doing in the bathroom, Sherlock? Give someone else a chance.
Wearing my clothes.
It is amazing how many times I've had to mention to you that he's from the Family
what?
Research. He's not the actor, that guy.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that really bothers the people at Newsbusters when you do that. I have found that out.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Really?
It really does.
Why?
Because Tony Perkins is their boss.
Oh.
Great.
Oh.
Let's do it again.
Yes. Oh, we apologize.
No, mother,
Tony
what have
Perkins?
You done?
You know, it's like I've heard that it bothers that, though.
Norman, are you part of the homosexual agenda?
Why, yes, he was, actually.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard it really bothers that right-wing radio guy, too, that I always... Roger Hedgehog.
Cock.
Excuse me?
Roger Hedgecock.
Yeah,
you
that bothers him.
You keep getting that wrong.
Yeah, I know that bothers him.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't like it when you mess up their name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roger Hedgeballs?
No. Hog. No, it's not hog. What's the...
Cock.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, asked why so many Americans question President Obama's Christian faith, Perkins said myths and conspiracy theories about the present faith are not his problem. He then furthered the myth that Obama's a Muslim by saying Obama claims to be Christian, but is actually advancing the idea of the Islamic religion.
How? What is he going to advance the idea of the Islamic religion?
He said he claims to be a Christian, yet claims America is not a Christian nation. That's true.
Yeah.
It's founded on freedom of religion.
Yeah, it's not a Christian nation.
He seems to be advancing the idea of the Islamic religion.
And he has a carpet in the Oval Office, presumably facing east, so he can bow to Mecca.
By the way, if it was a Christian nation, it would be a very specifically Christian nation. It would be Presbyterian or Lutheran, and the Baptists would be outlawed, and the evangelicals would
Catholics.
Be allowed.
They're going to be started
Mormons,
Catholics.
Catholics, right.
Yes. Nope. Oh, speaking of Mormons, I love this one. William Murray, the chairman of the group organizing protests against the Islamic Rumpus Room in downtown Manhattan, asked why some Republican leaders like Mitt Romney have been relatively quiet on his crusade against Park 51. Murray suggested Romney might reveal similarities between Islam and Mormonism if he became vocal.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be a front runner when it comes up. Those guys aren't going to go after him. The irony that the left will be so much nicer to him, Romney, just by going, he's an idiot and terrible at policy. Like, that'll be the nicest thing said about him in that process, because they will be demonizing him as a Mormon and as a man, like, beyond anything we could come up with.
Yes.
We don't have bigotry as a weapon, really.
Yeah.
So it's
By the way, speaking of bigotry, did you see Governor Jan Brewer in Arizona did an interview on Univision in which she insisted
right.
she's not a... You probably are a racist if you have to keep insisting that you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like yesterday, Hal. I'm not a homophobe. I'm not a homophobe. However, I don't think the gays should have the right to serve in them.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. She said she was not a racist and proclaimed that she loves Latinos. I love them from the bottom of my heart.
Physically. She loves them.
Even the headless ones in the desert.
Right.
I love them.
And I love the ones who cut my lawn and paint my house.
Yeah. And
wow.
who run, I mean, they make the best sushi. You would not believe all the restaurants that are run by basically the entire kitchen, no matter what the food source, Mexican specifically. I love them. I just don't want them to be treated as equal human beings.
As long as they're not touching my food. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, right.
17 minutes after the hour. All right. Margaret Cho, comedian extraordinaire, coming up. Celebrity stack. Oh.
What?
Because there's a new Forbes list out. Now that I've started sharing private personal information, I'm going to share some private financial information next. You'll want to stay tuned for this. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was very impressive. 17 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
I got it. It's the Stephanie Miller Show, 22 minutes after the hour.
What are you saying about Steph? What is that? What?
What, huh?
Do what I do. Protect your irreplaceable computer files along with, like, my sensitive financial documents, which I'm going to read on the air in a moment.
What?
I protect them with Carbonite Online Backup. Don't wait. Start backing up your computer with Carbonite today. Go to Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Stephanie for my special offer. A 15-day free trial plus too much free with any subscription. Carbonite.com. Offer code Stephanie. All right. See, we played money because Forbes has a new list out. Primetime's top 10 earning women. Who's number one, Jim? Ellen DeGeneres. She made $55 million last year.
That's a lot of money. Wow.
Mm-hmm. For her.
Yeah, wow. Coming out has really killed her career. Poor Ellen.
I wonder if she's so nice.
Hasn't worked quite that way for me just yet, but... Number two is, Tyra Banks. Here are the fun facts. I just thought, Jim, you would enjoy this as a wildly successful voice actor.
Well,
and Hal Sparks,
yeah.
You, of course, are a wildly successful movie and television actor. So I get a little thing from my accountant, which, you know, my residuals from my past acting work.
Oh, really?
Which are quite impressive. Listen up, Ellen.
Shattered Vows? Do they still show that?
No, that's not. I don't get paid for that.
Okay.
Only Valerie Bertinelli gets paid for that.
Okay.
Mm. You can get paid for shattering your vows? That's amazing. Newt Gingrich must be incredibly rich.
Hey!
Without
the flavin. Let's see. July 22nd. From Warner Brothers Pictures, residuals for Love Affair.
Do you remember Love Affair?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That one, I didn't even make it into that one. That was just my voice was supposed to be, it was the movie with Annette Bening and Warren Beatty.
Yes, and Katherine Hepburn was in it,
yes,
too. It was her last movie, I think.
And Tom Blake is little buddy. We played radio personalities talking about their characters, and it was supposed to just be in a scene, and it didn't make it even into the scene.
Huh.
But I was still technically...
My voice was technically...
And how much did you get paid for that?
I got $1.45.
Oh, yeah. There's a, you know, there's a bar, by the way. This will excite you. Yeah, Residuals on Ventura Boulevard. And if you bring in, I think it's a any residual check under $2, you get a free drink.
I think they may have had to stop that because they were losing.
Too many people
going under.
Yeah. Way to go, Zag.
Because apparently a lot of actors in Hollywood doing about as well as I am.
I've got residual checks that's actually less than the postage.
Oh, yeah.
30 cents. Or
yeah, that's...
Wait! I'm not done.
Okay.
On July 6th, Jim, from Disney Worldwide Incorporated. Oh, View from the Top.
Yes.
That was another, well, mostly I played...
Stephanie Miller.
I played myself interviewing, who would I... Oh, Candace Bergen. It was that airplane movie.
Yeah, with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, and so I'm... Yes, there's a bar scene with Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm on the TV interviewing her behind Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm interviewing Candace Bergen on the television.
Mm, nice.
So you sort of just hear my voice and maybe a little kind of 2-second shot of
it. You're like Lisa Gibbons in RoboCop.
Yes. I received, on July 6th, $6.11 for that performance.
Wow.
And now here's the big one. God bless Dick Van Dyke. On July 15th from Entertainment
Diagnosis Force, Murder.
I received $15.92. $15.92.
There's a channel that shows Diagnosis Murder anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Dick Van Dyke is the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow.
I could afford a couple extra boxes of wine a week because of Dick. Thank you, Dick Van Dyke.
That's awfully nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny because I've done a lot of kind of like between Lois and Clark and all these kind of things I did at pre-Talk Soup where...
Right.
I couldn't, like, I did scale or less. Like, SAG almost made a special provision. If we want to keep Hal working, we should undercut his wages. But I get these tiny, crazy little checks. Here's the ironic part. I actually get more money in residuals from the, and Jim will know a little bit about this, from my cartoon on Nickelodeon than Queer as Folk, even though I was on Queer as Folk for 5 years. I get more money from a cartoon I voiced on Nickelodeon.
Which one
for
are you
three?
In?
Attack and the Power of Juju.
Wow.
Which is available on DVD.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
I used to get the, what do they call them here? Oh, under fives. Because if you have under five lines, they don't have to pay you very much.
Right.
So you would try to improv your way into six, and they'd be like, no.
Stop that.
Cut.
Right. Is a line. Is a line. Is a line.
You gotta pay me for six lines.
See, the thing is, what I'm trying to say here is, if I may paraphrase, I'm thinking that perhaps... No, cut!
Cut! We're going cut by punctuation. We have to go by punctuation. And you're
Aaron Sorkin doesn't like to be paraphrased. All right. Paris Hilton, let's see, breaking celebutard news. She's been detained by immigration in Japan after arriving on a private jet. Is currently sequestered at the airport where she's contemplating bolting the country entirely. I love Superficial. The fine Americans at Superficial have written a letter to the president. Dear Mr. President, because I remember Pearl Harbor, I feel it wise to beseech you on this grave matter. Do we really have to let Paris Hilton back into the U.S.? I mean, seriously, morale is low, and we're about to let Japan make us look like silly bitches again. I'm not even asking you to shoot her plane out of the sky, although I'm not asking you. Just direct it to Antarctica, that's all. Do right by your country, sir, unless you really are a secret Kenjin ninja. Oh, no, I didn't. The Superficial. Love and kisses to the president.
First of all, I can lovingly say that I hate the Superficial and I group them in with TMZ. We can fight about this all we want to. But secondly, I would rather have Paris Hilton in the country than Christine O'Donnell. I'll tell you why. Because we don't leave her alone, but she leaves us alone. Like, there's no point where I feel like my friends will be discriminated against or have their rights removed by the existence of Paris Hilton. And if you're spending your ammo on someone like her and letting Christine O'Donnell skate, it's Superficial, I'm talking to you, TMZ, I'm talking to you, then you're a waste of time.
All right,
there, I said it, and I feel better for having said it.
But they're more celebrity-oriented than they are political-oriented, is all I'm saying.
Well, you think Christine O'Donnell's a legit politician?
By
She's a celebrity in the Tea Party.
She's a celebrity.
One of them threw Lady Gaga under the bus. I forget which one for...
Right.
Because they think she made it worse or something. But
and she's awesome. So we love Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
Period.
No, exactly. You can't. I mean, to blame it on who knows? You know what I mean? I blame it on Republicans. But
I agree.
Somebody always says that when things don't turn out. It's like, oh, there goes a celebrity.
You shouldn't have tried.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Don't do the right thing. Shut your pie hole. All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Margaret Cho next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Come on, let's face it. Your entire job could be done by a bulletin board.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, in the midst of Hump Days with Hal. Hal Sparks in the Seattle Bureau. He will be performing Saturday. Or excuse me, am I right? Saturday night?
Yeah,
Seattle?
Saturday, yes. On my birthday at the Edmund Center for the Performing Arts. Very
if you
exciting.
Believe in Hal Sparks and all things that are holy, you will go see him on his birthday.
Oh, bless you.
In Seattle. Beth has sent me her guilty pleasure, which is a picture of you and Dude Where's My Car doing that hand thing that you do.
Oh, Zoltan, yeah.
Yes.
We'll do that in the chat room right now. It becomes a regular thing now. Whenever I do it, everybody yells Zoltan in the chat. It's really fun.
God, bless your geeky hearts. Okay. Beth also says, hey, guys, Republicans always hearken to a rosier, more family values, friendly past of the 50s and 60s where one person's income could support a family. What they don't mention is that was the most progressive time in our history. Progressive income taxes were over 90%
right.
on the highest incomes. Unions were strong, and we actually had a livable wage with real increases
right.
every year. The standard of living was higher. College was affordable, and the American dream was real. With Lauren Summers leaving, Obama should choose a new economic advisor who believes in progressive values. Beth, in Minneapolis.
And you could go to school without fear of gang violence or drugs and all. I mean, it was, you know.
Yes. 90% income tax. Just saying. Okay.
It's a bit.
Keep in mind.
Should read a book sometime and find out who Dwight David Eisenhower was.
Yeah, right.
Who was in charge back then.
They only like the good old days that included the magical time when homosexuality was considered a mental disorder. Yes, exactly.
And women shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they didn't have private schools for I mean, they were for the upper elites, but now it's de rigueur to send your kid to a private school for $30,000 a year or more, which used
all
to
right.
cover Harvard.
So the day after this travesty of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, what are the chances we would have the two most famous gay-adjacent comedians in the country, Hal Sparks and Margaret Cho, who joins us now,
wow.
dancing
Yay.
Right off your television set and into your radio. Good morning, Margaret Cho.
Good morning. Well, I'm actually gay, so I'm not just gay-adjacent. I'm gay. I actually am gay. I'm gay post office.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wasn't sure what you were, and I don't.
Yeah.
Margaret,
I mean, you know, I'm also straight. I mean, you know, I guess I would be the B, GLB.
Yes.
You'd be the B, yes.
Kind of a T, also, a little bit of tranny.
Which would make you adjacent to both sides, arguably. Or
yeah.
One of three sides.
That is my. I'm at the. I'm on the other side.
Yeah. What? So, what did you think of the. Just really depressing, isn't it? What happened yesterday on Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Very depressing, and really mirrors a bit what's going on with Prop 8. You know, it is a very, I don't know why this is happening to our country. I mean, you know, things seem to be going forward with this legislation, and then it goes backwards. It's like, it's a very distressing thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and Margaret, I think that it also, you know, you think, wow, okay, the good news is, look at the polling, 75% of Americans think, Don't Ask, Don't Tell should be repealed. Even out here in California, gay marriage has majority support now, if we were to go back to the ballot box. And yet, I mean, and look at, you know, the courts. The courts are out ahead of us. You know, the ban has been overturned out here. Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been ruled unconstitutional. And yet, we are still dealing with these Republicans.
Well, it's also a money thing. It's a lot of money is being pumped right. in, you know, from other states to deal with our state. You know, it's
right.
like a very... It's a very weird network of things going on. It's not just people voting. Which it's so much more insidious than that.
But didn't you feel like Don't Ask, Don't Tell was just a no-brainer? I mean, you know, we've sort of understood gay marriage has been a harder fight and is not as far along. But Don't Ask, Don't Tell, you're just like, really?
I know, and it's very disrespectful to the people who are in the military, who serve, and who are gays and lesbians, which there are. And it's disrespectful for them, to them, you know, having given up their lives for this very noble cause, to have to hide who they are or be under this legislation who will not allow them to be who they are. Upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at this horrible yesterday, you know, the Americans killed in Afghanistan, and you have to wonder, you know, if any of them were gay. And it's like, boy, it's okay to die for your country, but you can't speak your truth.
Right.
This is the same situation.
And I admire Lady Gaga for standing up for this. This is a really great thing that she's doing.
Yeah.
And using her fame and power to do something great, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we always say this, that it's amazing how, you know, people on the right always go, celebrity, shut up, what do they know? And it's only when it's celebrities on the left or they're for
right.
causes, you know.
Ron Silver, though, we had no problem, right?
Yeah.
Charlton Heston.
Right.
Yeah.
But Lady Lady Gaga is a real star, you know, and that's a really great person to have on your side.
Yeah, and meat dress and all.
Everything.
I thought John McCain was going to be wearing the meat dress yesterday because he was that was just red meat for his right-wing base, wasn't it? The whole.
He should be wearing a meat dress.
He is just a nasty.
He's going to counter it with a chicken dress.
And yeah. Wear a meat flight suit.
He's just a nasty bag of ass, in our opinion, Margaret. I don't know if you saw him in this exchange with the Advocate reporter, but, you know, she basically was Carrie Ellevelt. She was telling him that, you know, sexual orientation is sought out in the military, and McCain just keeps denying it. I mean, the problem is that the policy is not even being implemented properly.
Yeah, well, he's in denial about so many things.
Yes, yes.
He just wants to tweet with Snooki, so it's not even like he's thinking about anything else.
Yes, he's more concerned about the right of Oompa Loompas like Snooki, apparently.
Exactly.
Now, Dancing with the Stars, you're still on. What's happening? What happened on Dancing with the Stars?
It's amazing. I mean, first of all, we danced beautifully.
You did. You did very well.
We are good dancers. Thank you. we could shake a leg, and that was not the issue, actually. They told us we were very good dancers. They just did not like the jokes within our routine.
You're not supposed to mix jokes and dancing?
Well, I guess not. But to me, it seems very appropriate, you know. So,
yes.
We take dancing very seriously.
And it's actually very difficult to do with the wings, and that choreography is actually very challenging. So, it was a huge risk, which actually paid off in terms of audience votes. People loved it. But,
what now? Did you actually see Sarah Palin? Was she there watching her
wasn't
Bristol?
She was there. But you know what's so amazing is Bristol is a really nice kid.
Really?
And a really just very supportive, very cool person. I haven't talked to her at all about politics or anything. I just kind of talked with her about the pressure of doing this, and she is a really nice person, very supportive, very kind. And,
I think you'll find that a lot of single moms
like
are that way.
That she's going to be.
What's that?
I think you'll find that a lot of single moms are very nice.
Yeah, because they're going to try to get you to babysit.
What? I was going to say, I guess like you guys would know better than to talk politics because she'd have to know that. I just don't even know what to make on a comedy level or a political level. What to make of Sarah Palin and her mini-me, Christine O'Donnell? What is your take on this Christine O'Donnell? Because that's
she seems really crazy. Like with her anti-masturbation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, very, very unhappy constituency. You keep on pushing that. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy, like, these conservatives kind of run on a platform of no sex, abstinence. It doesn't seem like it would work. I mean, to me, that seems really outlandish and unrealistic.
Well, what we were saying, Margaret, is she's, while it's funny, the witchcraft stuff, and she's just so nutty, but, I mean, she's also dangerous, don't you think? I mean, in the sense that, you know, she's saying things like condoms spread AIDS, and, you know, I mean, she's had, it's had a bunch of nasty homophobic stuff to say. She called it, in an interview a couple of years ago, an identity disorder.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's really, the people will believe in that. And also, you know, I live a lot of the time in Peachtree City, Georgia, where it's the southern headquarters for the Tea Party there.
Oh, my God.
And so it's very conservative. So I believe that people are voting for her. I get that people would buy that because that's what they believe out there. It's really, really scary, too.
But, I mean, it's just so hilarious, too. I don't know if you saw the latest story that came out about her. I mean, here she is running as a fiscal conservative, and she's basically been, like, robbing her campaign funds blind in order to live for the last few years.
Of course. That it totally fits in her profile. That makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. Of course she's going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, it was Reagan who started raiding the Social Security coffers to pay for other things. So.
Right.
Makes sense.
Very typical.
Yeah, they're fiscal conservatives, you know, with other people. I guess, you know, not with their own money. But,
with other people's money, though.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you're at the Grove of Anaheim tomorrow night?
I am. I am performing. I'm also in San Diego on Friday and then going to Napa and Saratoga on the weekend. Still on tour.
I put the chat I put the links for MargaretCho.com. The calendar section, as well as the news section where you can vote for Team Cho on Dancing with the Stars.
Aww. You're a helper. You're a helper.
Nice.
She also.
Well, lots of things. So it's good. Good.
You also have a new CD out, Margaret Cho, Cho Dependent, which you and your wacky Cho Dependent, Hal Sparks is Charmageddon. You guys with your wacky plays on words.
Well, the puns are good. I think puns are really they make the world go round. if you think of a good pun, you gotta just put it out there. It's so fun.
Because this is music. This is because you are a triple threat. You are a singer, dancer, comedian.
I'm a singer, dancer. Yes. I guess that would be a triple threat.
Yes.
I also know how to darn socks. Quadruple threat. Darn socks so your toes don't come out of them. Quadruple
are you making threat. Money at that as well, or no? Just the.
No, I should open a dry cleaners. Because I have a special talent for darning socks. Really, I really am special at it.
You can see, figure out how to get the new Margaret Cho CD and her live appearances, including at the Grove of Anaheim on Thursday night at margaretcho.com, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By the way, I can attest to the fact that when you see Margaret Cho live, I have actually lost continence briefly, and I have actually fallen out of my chair into the aisle.
That might have been the wine.
I was sober as well. That's how funny Margaret Cho is.
Wow.
You are great. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for coming on, as always. We will see you at the Grove of Anaheim on tomorrow night.
See you. Thank you.
All right, there she goes.
Bye, Margaret.
Margaret Cho.
Yay.
And next week on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Exactly.
And she's at Margaret Cho on Twitter as well.
Yeah,
so
that's all right.
To play in that game.
All right, Hal Sparks must go because he's an international man of mystery, and he's off to somewhere now.
I'm flying to Minneapolis. I'm doing University of Minnesota tomorrow night, and then I fly back.
You're doing
to
the
Seattle.
Entire University of Minnesota?
Wow.
It's going to take 2 days. But
you've been slutty before, but wow. Yeah. Okay.
You
good
consider
luck.
Yourself warned, University of Minnesota. Here I come. Literally.
All right. And don't forget in Seattle this weekend, HalSparks.com. Thank you, honey. See you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Bye.
There you go. Bye. 46 minutes after the hour. Back with more Celebrity Stack and much more as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is a happening spot.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the
Stephanie Miller.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 50 minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, my God.
What?
Tomorrow's show.
I know, right? It's going to explode.
Yeah. Oscar winner Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Wow.
Oscar nominee Joan Allen. Emmy nominee Harry Shearer live in studio. Representative Loretta Sanchez and Marcos Melitzis of Daily Coast live in studio with us
Holy
as well.
Holy crap. And Jim's going to be here in hour one tomorrow
because I have a voiceover for Young and the Restless I'll be doing tomorrow. So I'll have to leave early. So I'll get here early as well. But I'll miss Harry Shearer, which kind of sucks. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I wouldn't miss a minute of tomorrow's show. I mean, I'm contractually obligated to not miss a minute of tomorrow's show.
Well, we won't be able to do any time brokers. Only one time broker.
Oh.
I mispronounced the letter L.
Yeah, Stephanie, your name is on the show, so you kind of have to be.
I can't miss a minute.
No, you can't.
some more celebrity stuff. Oprah! Oh, God bless her. She has donated $1 million.
$1 million.
To California charter schools. She's the only one. Oprah's the only one that can save us now. She, an Oakland nonprofit.
You get a school and you get a school.
An Oakland nonprofit that operates 30 charter schools in California is being recognized with a $1 million donation from Oprah Winfrey's.
$1 million.
Thank you. Oprah's, well, she's donated personally to me by giving me two TV shows, which I And now, I think magically enough time has gone by. I understand the Oprah Winfrey Network will be doing a View-type show.
Oh, really?
Let's hope she has a bad memory. And we'll once again hire
Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
I don't
Miller. That name sounds so familiar.
No, she's busy.
I don't think someone gets that rich by having a bad memory, Stephanie. I really don't.
I need an Oprah Winfrey grant again. Come on. It's been a couple of years since she's given me a TV show.
Yeah, what were your two TV shows?
pure oxygen, and I've got a secret.
That's right. Okay.
I can barely remember. I looked at you like, what?
What? Huh?
Hmm? Huh?
So
what?
Long ago.
Ben Affleck was shooting scenes for his new movie, The Town, about a group of bank robbers in Boston when he forgot he was still in costume and walked into the bank, terrifying the customers as he was holding a gun. He said, I walked in wearing a skeleton mask holding a machine gun.
Oh, no.
And I've never seen true terror until that moment, including from the security guard. One lady screamed, so I took my mask off and went, it's okay, it's just me, and that made her scream even louder. Probably because she's seen, you know, Gigli. All right, there was that joke.
I hear The Town is really, really good, and he directed it, actually.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I heard it's getting great reviews.
Yep.
Speaking of, we just had Margaret Cho on, who was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Here's a dancing story. John Travolta was onto something. Women are most attracted to male dancers who have big, flamboyant moves, similar to the actor's trademark style, a British scientist say in a new study.
Yes, they did computer modeling of dancing, which looked pretty ridiculous, actually.
Maybe that's why Liza Minnelli married Peter Allen.
Yes.
They tend to have, they like big flamboyant dance moves. And men that own Shirley Temple doll collections. Okay. Just saying. All right. You know what? Oh, I have a What the Fox. You know, I can always see into the future on what's going to be on the entire, Fox news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this? President Obama's aunt, who lived for years illegally in Boston before being granted asylum in May, says the U.S. has an obligation to grant her citizenship. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Mm. No, they've already made hay of this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
She came to the U.S. from Kenya in 2000 and was denied asylum by an immigration judge. She was granted asylum earlier this year, though, by the same judge who said she could be in danger if she returned to her homeland. But that will still be the whole scary, other, different Kenyan story.
Yeah. That's already made the rounds on the far-right hate sites.
Mm. Have they made hay with the Jimmy Carter comments?
They have. They've made hay out of that, too.
Oh, boy. Did you see this, Jim?
No,
he said,
I haven't.
He said on an interview with Brian Williams that he said, I feel my role as a former president is probably superior to that of other presidents. That didn't go over. And then he walked it back and said, what I meant was for 27 years, the Carter Center has provided me with superior opportunities to do good. There's always those pictures where he's kind of standing off to the side, like he of the other presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Like they somehow don't want.
I don't
want to
get the presidential cooties.
Ruin my post-presidential.
He's
experience.
Done a lot more than George Bush, who I don't even know what is the hell's he been doing. But Bill Clinton's done a lot of.
I've been coloring the coloring books in my library.
Yes, superior to that. All right. Christopher Hitchens, did you hear about this?
Yeah,
has
esophageal cancer.
Yeah. But he's obviously a famous atheist. But
yeah.
There is, Monday has been informally proclaimed Everybody Pray for Hitchens Day. He said, I shall not be participating. He's best known, of course, for his book, God Is Not Great, How Religion Poisons Everything.
I don't blame him for not participating.
And he thanks people for their prayers, but he still doesn't say
it. I'd probably do the same thing.
And really piss him off if it works.
Well, no. I think he'd attribute it to something else and not God if he got better.
Oh, boy. All right. I forgot to mention this. I loved this story from the town hall that Obama did the other.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to
the
God.
The CNBC town hall?
Yes.
Yeah.
What does Paul Krugman call it? The rage of the rich? Are you kidding me in this economy that these guys are whining? This guy that stood up the hedge fund manager, one top Wall Street executive recently compared Obama's tax proposals to Hitler's invasion of Poland.
Oh, come on.
So a CNBC contributor, a hedge fund manager, stood up to represent the aggrieved Wall Street community.
Oh, God.
He told Obama, we felt like a pinata. We certainly feel like we've been whacked with a stick. Obama said, now, I've been amused over the last couple of years, this sense of somehow me beating up on Wall Street. I think most folks on Main Street feel like they got beat up on. There's a big chunk of the country that thinks I've been too soft on Wall Street. That's probably the majority, not the minority. He went on to note that the top 25 hedge fund managers took home $1 billion in profits last year. I mean, are you kidding me?
It could have been $2 billion.
Yeah.
Quit beating up on Wall Street!
Yeah, look at that. That's pretty socialist, isn't it? Yeah, that's a redistribution of wealth there.
God.
All
bunch
right.
of whiners.
And I mentioned this yesterday, but just a little, little sliver of hope. The Gallup poll shows Democrats ahead, leading in the generic poll. The Republicans just had a 6-point advantage. So don't buy all the psyops going on in the mainstream
media. Psyops.
All these numbers, by no means the final word. They offer some sign the Democratic fortunes may be improving. As they nominate crazier and crazier candidates on the right, in my opinion. Don't miss the big extravaganza tomorrow. As we mentioned, we have Philip Seymour Hoffman, Joan Allen, Harry Shearer, Marcos Belitza, the Daily Kos. Don't miss it. We'll see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes.